The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. What a blessed year! What a great outpouring of God's blessing upon His people this year. Before I begin, I want you to join me to Israel on May 31st through June the 9th, and then we have an extended option package for a three-day cruise in Greece and Turkey. It's going to be exciting. We will fly out of Tel Aviv to Athens, Greece, and our return flight will be from Athens back here in the USA. It's from June the 9th through the 12th. That's the Greece package. So if you are joining, or you need to join us, it will be May 31st to June the 12th if you are going to Greece with me, or a return to Texas or USA on June the 9th. It's going to be so awesome. In addition to the guided tour, we will be holding a conference in Jerusalem. And at the same time, some of those going from Freedom Fellowship Church will be exchanging marriage vows to Jesus. Me and Mike performed such ceremonies in the past, and it was awesome. Their lives were never the same again. They were transformed. I lead a tour to Israel every other year, and at the same time, of course, I always hold a conference while there. There are still some seats available, but you have to call or register online right away together with your deposit of $200 to secure your place. The Israel tour package is $3,800 outbound San Antonio, Texas. If you want to arrange for your domestic flight, then our outbound is Newark, New Jersey. We depart on May 31st and we will arrive in Israel with a new time zone at around 11 a.m. June the 1st. And our tour starts right there and then. Greece itinerary is we will going to take a three-day cruise, and we will going to visit Ephesus and the island of Patmos, where John the Apostle received from God the book of Revelation. You get to imagine what it was like then, as soon as you entered that cave where people believe where the Apostle John received the vision or prophecy, which is now the book of Revelation. It's going to be awesome. So Israel and Greece package will be a total of $5,900. Israel tour alone is $3,800. So that's based on double occupancy room, which include breakfast and dinner. And of course, the best tour guide in Israel, which includes all the entrance fee and the sites and your registration for the prophetic conference. We will also have baptismal ceremony at the Jordan River. It is so awesome. You will come out from that water squeaky clean. You would not want to miss that. Of course, the Garden Tomb, and we're going to drive through Nazareth, spend two nights in Tiberias, and we will ride a replica boat during Jesus' time and sail to the Sea of Galilee. And we will have for our lunch Peter's fish. And also, we're not going to miss the Dead Sea and other wonderful sights. You're going to have fun. We are going to walk where Jesus walked, and the Bible comes alive. You can even see or imagine Jesus walking in the water. For additional information and registration, go to our website. The Holy Land is calling you, and I guarantee a wonderful experience. Go to our website, sogmi.org. Again, it's sogmi.org, or call us at 210-695-1630. If you're just going to Israel, then we require a $200 deposit. We have a deadline to meet concerning the blocks of flights we received. There's some available seats. Okay? So call me or go to our website, sogmi.org. We are having such a wonderful, pleasant weather here in the great state of Texas. As soon as our new president signed those first executive orders concerning the defunding of abortion and other righteous executive orders, the weather calmed down, especially here in Texas. Coincidence? Not. God heard and answered our prayers, and our land is being healed right now. Do not mind those who are causing troubles. Focus on the goodly and righteous things that are happening across this land. Our land is being healed. Glory to God. Continue to pray for our country and our leaders. I also want to point out to you the accelerated manner in which our political or federal government is changing. That is how fast the manifestation of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence in the body of Christ. And for some, almost in a blink of an eye, those who believe and are ready. Your situation right now will be changed for the glory of God, for your benefit, and also for the benefit of others. Others will be inspired to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ and to trust Him. Only believe. So let us continue to pray for our president and vice president and all of our political leaders. Righteous governance not only affect the economy or improve the economy of the country, but also the body of Christ concerning the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. Let me read to you. This is what is going to happen when a righteous leader are in authority and they start passing law and implementing laws that are righteous, that are right before God. Isaiah chapter 32, verses 1 and 2. See, a king will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. This is what is going to happen to us. Each man or each Christian will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. Of course, a king who will reign in righteousness is Jesus Christ. So let this nation be under God. It talks about our Lord Jesus Christ, but it also includes rulers and kings in our present age. So when the righteous are in authority, the people of God rejoice. So when a king will rule in righteousness and justice, then the body of Christ will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm. Our instruction for 2017, which I shared at the prophetic gathering of the saints on December 31st, 2016, is Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. One of the most challenging things that I have to do personally, and I had to focus in 2017, is to really forget about the past and press on, meaning that I have to change even my good habits in order for me not to go back to my established routine of the past. I need to get me outside of the box. I desire to yield and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So every morning, day by day, I pray, and then I try to finish things I need to do for that day, be productive, and I ask God. I always ask the Holy Spirit to teach me. I want to be teachable. And you and I need to. We need to prepare for new things which we never witnessed, seen, or heard before. We entered a promised land or the promised land, and we'd never been there before. You know why? Sometimes we get into a rut. We put ourselves in the box. We even put God in a box because of what we know from experience and from studying and praying, what worked in the past. But God is making new things right now, and we have to be teachable. We have to be obedient so that we would not miss any opportunities out there. Okay? This is going to be exciting. For many of us Christians, we will see a facet of God that we've never known before. A lot of times, we will experience and taste God that we've never experienced before. In 2017, it is supernatural. You know what? A lot of times, doctrines of men distort views and beliefs on the ways of God and who God is. This time, watch out and keep your spiritual lenses clear. You will discover our Lord Jesus Christ as if for the first time. So it's exciting. Some of our doctrines that we've been holding on for a long, long time, our ways of doing things will change, and your life will be different. You will be transformed into a different man. Let me go to John chapter 9, verse 1. John chapter 9, verse 1. It says, as he went along, he saw, meaning Jesus, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. Why do bad things happen to good people? The answer is John chapter 9, verse 3. God allows things to happen so that the work of God might be displayed in our life. The answer is through those bad things, if we trust God, if we focus on Him, the glory of God will be put on display. So, when something bad happens to people, especially on Christians, don't say that there's a sin in the camp or it's a judgment of God. Don't be quick. Because when it comes to dealing of the Lord, when it comes to bad judgment, God is really, really slow in carrying out that judgment. He don't want to do it. He is looking and hoping that you and I will intercede and pray instead of passing judgment, okay? Why is it that sin is in the camp or when bad things happen, that is a judgment of God, but when bad things happen to you, you're being attacked by the devil? Remember the same measure. When you judge, it will be the same measure that you will be judged. So let us be careful with that because we are misrepresenting God. He is merciful, slow to anger. He doesn't even keep record of wrongs. He is a loving God. And we need to meditate on that, okay? So let's go down to John chapter 9, down to verse 6. Having said this, meaning Jesus, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked him, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. How then were your eyes opened? They demanded. He replied, the man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see. Where is this man? They asked him. I don't know, he said. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now, the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. Therefore, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He put mud on my eyes, the man replied, and I washed, and now I see. Verse 16, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. But others asked, how can a sinner do such miraculous signs? So they were divided. You know what? Look at these Pharisees. They didn't even rejoice that this blind man, blind from birth, received his sight. They were not even happy about it. Instead, they were trying to fit and said, well, this is not from God because it does not fit with our doctrine. It doesn't fit in our sense of how God is going to move or act. Besides, it's a Sabbath. Can you see it? They say that, oh, that man, it doesn't matter whether he opened your eyes. He's not from God because he healed on the Sabbath. So in verse 17, finally, they turn again to the blind man. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened. The man replied, he is a prophet. The Jews still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. Is this your son? They asked. Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see? We know he is our son, the parents answered, and we know he was born blind. But how he can see now or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ would be put out of the synagogue. They didn't bother to check for themselves that this is an awesome miracle. But no, he didn't belong to them. We don't recognize him. So therefore, he's not a prophet. He's not from God because we, Pharisees, did not recognize him. John chapter 9, verse 22. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ will be put out of the synagogue. They were so afraid. They were more afraid to be put out of the synagogue than being happy that their son can now see. That's what religiosity will do. And that's what doctrines of men will do. Verse 24. A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. Give glory to God, they said. We know this man is a sinner. I love this reply. Verse 25. For those of you just tune in, I'm reading from John chapter 9, verse 25. He replied, whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. This is what I'm trying to get for you to focus on. If you trust God, and if you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, He will guide you into all truth. Who is Christ Jesus? You will experience supernatural things that when people tell you, oh no, all prophets are gone. God doesn't speak to us anymore in an audible voice this day, only through the Bible. And no, there are no miracles. Miracles are not for today. You tasted, you experienced supernatural things and miracles and even healing in your own life. You can tell others, those who are trying to talk you out of it, that I don't know about your doctrines, but one thing I do know. I trusted Jesus, and now I am healed, I am delivered, I am blessed. So meditate on John chapter 9, verse 25. You believe it's going to happen to you in the name of Jesus. Verse 26, then they asked him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered, I have told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Man, that's one thing that they didn't want to hear. You know, religious people. I'm not talking about righteous people. I'm talking about so many religiosities and are holding on to their traditions, and without their approval and without their permission, nothing's going to be done because it has to be their way or the highway. Well, it's too late now for 2017. Supernatural manifestations are here to stay until the Lord comes, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not. So when this blind man now was seeing, asked them, "Do you want to become his disciples too?" Verse 28. Then they hurled insults at him and said, "You are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses." Yeah, they knew, but God is not speaking to them. Did you see that? "We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from." This man answered, "Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners." See, because they were sin conscious too, the Pharisees. "We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." He challenged them. Nobody will ever perform this kind of miracles if they're not right with God, if they don't have any right standing with God. Well, the truth is, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It is important for us to understand that we are in a new season. 2017 is here. We have to allow God to reveal Jesus to us as if for the first time. We need to continue to be teachable. We need to continue to believe. Because you know what? This is one thing I love about God. Nobody can disqualify you except you. We should not depend on others' anointing, on others' prayer for our miracles. Our faith can make us whole, our faith in Christ Jesus. You and I can do supernatural things. All we need to do is to believe. When Jesus said that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, he is the truth. So if what you're carrying now is heavy, it is not from God. And I don't care whether it was your fault. It is high time now for the body of Christ to stop walking in condemnation, looking back of the good old days, holding on to offenses and the sins that they committed long time ago. This is a fresh day. This is a new day for all of us. And I'm running out of time. Don't forget to go to our website, sogmi.org. We are living in exciting times, and God is going to do wonderful things in your life today. Only believe. Just say, "Thank you, Lord, I claim it. I may not understand it, but just like what your word said in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, I will trust you. And I will not lean in my own understanding, but in all my ways I will acknowledge you, and you will direct my path." So it is high time, body of Christ. Okay? Continue to pray for our president. Continue to lay hands on yourself and pray. Be hopeful, be exciting of today and our future. Amen? Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-810. Our Sunday service in the morning starts at 10:30 a.m. and the evening service starts at 7 p.m. We also hold Wednesday services. We start at 7 p.m. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210 206-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. And all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas, 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.